Beginning current daf Maseches Megillah daf Yetes, beginning with Alpha, beginning with Maaseh, beginning with the Gemara, Diftura, what is that? That's not valid to have Megillah written. And it is the Melech, the Kameach, the Leof, it's resalted, had the flour mixed in with it, but it didn't have the gold nuts. So this Tesh Kasha is difficult, because Imkain, if that's the case, so that's invalid. So hey, Kois, like Lubim Shalom, how do we write on our parchments to Leof Fitzi, which they don't have the gold nuts? And we write, say, Vitorit from the Megillah. But Tesh Ben Tami answers, Shasid Shalom, Nois, the Kalubim Shalom, with the lime that we put in our parchments, Mahanika Fatsim is just as effective as the gold nuts. And so he says, but hey, you should know this because the perfection, the getting of your testament, of the Gemara tells us to believe of it. Without the gold nuts, yochel is daif, you could forge it. Fishalona in yochel is daif, ala lovin, and ours cannot be forged on the white side. Obviously, because it's just as effective as the offits, and therefore our parchments are valid for the Megillah to be written on. Kitu next says, Masa, to begin with, the Gemara, ala sefer, but yeah, it has to be written on the scroll with ink. Pesha bein the top. So, shadye shalonu. Our ink, Hudiyai Gomer, is bona fide ink, like we're saying in the Gemara, to be utilized. But the one of the gold nuts is not considered as ink. It sounds like this from the second parak in Gittin, and the Gemara says that none. Like learn Makol Kaisman, and they said, with everything you can write a get. But Yoy, Basam, Umasik, the Gemara concludes, anything that lasts. The Gemara says, and what's that coming to include? The Gemara says, so you have the Talmud Rebbechiah coming to include with Rebbechiah during the Brisa. Because Metari, you have someone wrote with the water that you soaked in this pre, which is similar to Afatza, or Vafatza or Afatza, which Afatza, Kasha is going to be Val. Now says Taisus, when the Itzrich Lasuya Afatza Meribuya, from the fact that we had to include that of the ink, which is Afatza from a ribui, like we're saying, it's called the Vishalkayama, and we already busted the Talmud Diyoy after already said that you write with ink. Shema Minah. You confirm from that. It could yeah, have a mafatza that the primary ink. When we say joy, we don't mean mafatza. Matam zed otzalav sal sefer terek sub midyash lafatzim. Zifer Rabbein Tam wanted to invalidate those sefer terek that are written from the ink of afatzim, because that's not joy, and sefer terek has to be like our Gemara says specifically from joy. Says Tais of Ashkenazim Meshivla, but the Ashkenazim from Ashkenaz, they responded to him and they said, no, the Hasam Mayri B'mayim Shashor Ben Afatzim. When do we say Afatzim is not Diyoy? When you have water that Afatzim soaked in it. That which is made from the actual body of the gold themselves, you make ink out of that, the that most definitely is good. But it says Taisim, Makamakam, however, Nira would seem to Oyster Shalom have Ikadir. But still, our ink is the primary ink. Kedemash Perikal Ayad, needed of Chav Malaf. Tereb Ami says, Polykurta did use of Badak. He would crack open a chunk of ink. And he would check, and Pidush, Meshabach Hatichah Shal Diyoy, he would crack open a piece of ink, which a chunk of ink, Obadik Beitam Shachah, that's how he would check to see regarding the black blood, if it seemed like the blood from the woman, to see if it's considered Damnida. Now, says Toysa, Boisa Shalonu Shach Shavir, our ink, you could crack like a chunk of it. But the one of gold, since it's soft and it's liquidy, you can't crack it. So obviously you see that the primary ink is like ours and not that of a fuzzy, even if one might say that it would be Val. Then next test mask the beginning was the Gemara, Benkifar Shalach Le'ir. If a person from a village went to a city, in contrast to that one of from a krach that goes to ear or ear to krach, a villager goes to the city either way, even if he's leaving on the night of the 14th, has to read Megillah with them. Pesh Rash explains. And even though you already read it on the day of the gathering of the market day, like on the 11th or 12th or whatever of Adar, he has to do it again. So it says, Vakasha, it's difficult. Why would he go and say Megillah two times? Ready with Yaitza. Near the Shabbat Pirish Rash, but still says it would seem that Rashi's interpreting well. The Kimin Shay Beir Balal, because since he's in the city, in the 14th at nighttime, Naskim Neir, he's like a member of the city. Vav Bisha Salach Zabidal, even though he's going to end up going back on the 14th. And Vav Bisha Kodabi Makanis, even though he already read on the day of Kanisa. Because I mean, we say, the other mean, because this is what we say, Kafar Magdimli Makanisa, that the villagers could go ahead and do it on the day of the gathering. Is Kadesh speaking my Muslim Lachim Shabakrachim, Ubitram Megillah, so that they could provide water and food for their brothers in the cities when they're exempt from Megillah. That's only if they're not there on the night of the 14th. El Biyam Yidal Boyim, rather in the day of the 14th they come over there, and that's when they give the food and all that stuff. So we don't want them to be busy, so we reward them, and they don't have to come in a separate time. But when they're there in the night of the 14th, Vadei Dinim Kneir, then for sure they have the halacha like the people of the city of Bishakar Kfar. Although, and Taisa makes it sound like actually that it's for the benefit also of the Krachim, that when they're there in the day of the 14th, they're there anyway, they're exempt because they're busy. But for those on the night of the 14th, when the ones having their Suda, so most definitely they're going to be like the people of the city of Bishakar Kfar, although they're read already, and they would have to read the Megillah again. Next test mask to begin with the Gemara Vachi Mishalashan. So one could do even just three ligaments of the threading, But as long as they're in thirds. Now, Nira Kamesha Peresh Rashi, Tosfos says, it would seem like the way Rashi explains, Shiyir Mereisha Tefer Ad Hagid, or Mereisha Sefer Hagid, finding from the gap of the top of the scroll until the tendon, Kamegid Legid Lechaber is like from one tendon to another, to the fellow tendon, to the next stitch, Bein Malal Belamata, whether on the top or the bottom. And Bachanam Mashem Bemakas, so too sounds like from the Gemara Makas of Tesim Bezgab or Miklin, when there's an equivalent halacha regarding the cities of refuge. The common Gemara tells us, Mashalaishis, Shayim Mishalashin, these three should be in thirds. Now, what does that mean? Medom Lechavin Kemi Chavin Lechem. From the south to heaven, it should be like the same distance from Chavin to Shem, or Mishchem Lechadish Kemi Kodesh Lechavin, from Kodesh to the north. Now, Shemamina, what we see from that is the Mishalashin Mashmahachi, that in thirds means to say that it gaps the thirds, meaning to say you don't have on either end and in the middle, that's three. No, you have a gap, and that gap to the first one is like from the first one to the second one, from the second one to the third one, from the third one to the other end of the Sefer. Like those who want to explain, that means to say that you do it in thirds, meaning you do the one end, the tendon on one end, one in the middle, one at the end. No, so Tosfos, no, there's a gap. It's like the way the Ar Miklat war, which it wasn't on the end and then the middle and the end. It was a gap to the first one. And that's how it is by the Megillah.